This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And these are the Morkoth.
There's a monster in my podcast.
So do you think the person who wrote this or the person who drew this picture read this entry?
Oh, absolutely not. Like, oh, it's like an octopus, but it's a fish. And its face is predominated by an octopus beak. No, I'm just going to do like a spider tentacle thing that has an anglerfish for a head. Fuck it.
Yeah, they have fins and arms and legs that vaguely resemble those of humans. There's nothing like remotely like that in this illustration.
No, they just said,
what happened? Fuck it.
Roll with it.
Yeah, like they just told him, hey, sea monster. And like what he made is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's definitely not what's described with the Morkoth, though.
No, the wraiths of the deep.
Yeah. I'm getting real sick of water and we're still in the M's.
Yeah.
Like I almost just said we're not gonna make it. We're gonna make it. I'm real done with underwater. Yeah,
like just expect us to be cranky whenever there's like, oh, they hide in underwater caves and only come out like, no, then I'm never going to see them.
Yeah. I just looked up Morkoths online and there are a bunch of pictures of them, like how they actually are described.
Okay.
So it's like this is a weird non-canon drawing of the Morkoth. Like the actual Morkoth looks like way cooler.
Mm.
So, and way more accurate, not cooler, I guess, like just more accurate though.
Yeah. So, the coolest thing about these guys is the way that they entrance and ensnare their prey, which is they have these maze like tunnels, which exhaust anybody who tries to go after them. And they lure people in with these dazzling hypnotic patterns.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that the tunnels are warm. Because that does sound exhausting. Like you just kind of go in there and you get like a good sweat on, and it's like
you just roll in and you go into a nice womb sleep.
Yeah, like too hot to sleep but too hot to stay awake.
Yep.
You know, summer loving.
Happens so fast.
Yeah.
But yeah, like they've got nothing. They, you know, no desire except to eat. They don't enslave humans. They don't have any desire for treasure aside from any that will lure in different adventurers. Like they are just creatures of subsistence.
Yeah, subsistence and like evil, you know, and just spite. They gather treasure for, you know, other people to have, which I think we've seen that before. Mm-hmm. The other detail I thought that was interesting, other than the fact that they wear out their prey is their mating thing, where when they want to mate, they go and leave their tunnels and go through the sea, leaving this distinctive odor trail.
Yep,
that other ones follow.
They leave behind the stink arrows.
Yeah, pretty gross.
Yeah,
like because it's a trail, so I just imagine like you could walk through this thing perpendicularly. You know, just
like, it's like driving by a skunk.
Yeah, yeah, like it's pretty nasty, yeah. And in three dimensions too, like. It's water. There are like way, way, way more, you know, part trails.
Yeah, like a lot of direct paths.
Yeah.
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 I don't know. It's I'm done with these guys too. They're chaotic evil, which most of these things have been. Like we're gonna get to the Sahagin or whatever they are, and we're just gonna call it quits. I'm gonna flip it to
you. That's gonna be we'll just skip it and just talk about our days. during that. It'll become it's the abject suffering breaking point. Except it'll happen to this show and way later. You know, like that happened at like episode like 16 of Abject Suffering. Or even sooner than that. Like that happened pretty early on in Abject Suffering.
Oh yeah.
But here it just kinda like Sagahens did us in, because I'm just like not interested in wet orcs.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.